chapter, Ben, the elevator boy, dramatically announced to Mert and Marge.
Miss Deardell, the fella done come running in the back door when I was coming to work. He said to tell you, gal, he's Jimmy.
Jimmy? Where is he now, Ben?
He's done hiding down in the basement, down next to the storeroom. I guess I'm going to get the police.
No, don't get the police, Ben. I know who it is. He's all right.
Well, that fella looks wild. He's crazy or something.
Ben, go back to your elevator and don't say a word to anyone about him being down there. Not a word.
All right, if you ladies interfere, that fella look crazy, I'm telling you. He's crazy.
Oh, that must be Mr. Arnold. I'll let him in.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that you, Jack?
Yeah. Oh. Hello, girl.
Jack, did Ben the elevator boy say anything to you on your way up?
Well, no, he didn't.
Well, Mr. Arnold, Jimmy...
Margie, wait a minute. Now, don't get excited. Jack, did you see that personal notice that's in the paper?
Yes, they mean Jimmy, all right. And I think it was a message to Houston in jail. That's a sure way of reaching him.
Well, Jimmy's here, Jack.
What? Here in the apartment?
No, he's here in the building. He's hiding down in the basement. Ben, the elevator boy, just told us. He came running in the back door of the building, and he's down there now.
Well, I'll go right down. Now, you keep this door locked while I'm gone.
Oh, let us go with you, Mr. Arnold.
All right. Come on, but be careful. Stay close to me. Some of Houston's men might be hanging around this building, and it might be very dangerous. Jack and the girls went to the basement and found Jimmy. The frightened boy told them that he had been taken prisoner in Albany by the same two Houston gangsters who broke into the girl's apartment. They had brought him to New York and forced him to give them information about the Duffy gang's plans to muscle in. They told Jimmy they were going to kill him. During his imprisonment, Jimmy overheard the gang plotting a jailbreak to free their leader, Bill Houston, whom Jack had helped convict of black market dealings. When a slim chance presented itself, Jimmy escaped from the gangsters' headquarters. In a moment, we'll continue with his account of his escape as we listen to today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. Jimmy Metter has told how he got out of the Houston gang's hideout. But he hasn't yet told how he eluded his pursuers. The scene is the basement of Mert and Marge's apartment, and Marge is asking...
How did you get over here, Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy, you haven't told us how you got over here from the Red Rooster.
Well, Mr. Arnold, I tried to get you on the telephone, and the line was busy. Well, just as I was expecting some of the gang to come through the front of the Red Rooster, a fella came in the cigar store, and I recognized him as a taxi driver that used to drive Harry Duffy around.
A taxi driver?
Yeah, a guy named Slim.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. We haven't got time to hear the rest of this right now. Jimmy, you get behind those boxes. The back door is locked. You stay here until we come down here after you. You get that now?
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
Well, where are we going, Jim?
We're going up to your apartment. Hurry up.
Okay.
Push the elevator button, Margie. Now, listen. I want you girls to keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to phone the chief.
What are you going to do that for, Mr. Arnold?
I'll tell you when we get upstairs. Now, Ben, take us up to the fourth floor. Don't make any stops on the way up.
Yeah, sir.
Now, Ben, you seen anybody you don't know come in the building?
No, I ain't seen nobody yet. Only the folks what lives here, you know, coming in and out.
Uh-huh. But remember what I told you. Answer no questions.
Yes, sir, I remember.
You do as I tell you, Ben, and I might make that $10, $25.
Yes, sir.
No, not a word, girl. I want you to stay away from the window.
I'm so afraid, Mr. Arnold.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, Margie. Take good care of it. Don't worry about anything.
Oh, what are you going to do now, Jack?
Just a minute, Margie.
Yeah.
Hello? This is Jack Arnold speaking. I want to talk to the chief. Oh, hello, Chief. Arnold speaking. I'm at the Delamont Department. Yes, that's it. That's the address. Now, look, send Eddie over and enough men to cover the back entrance, front, fire escapes, roof, two for apartment 408, and one squad car. And will you stay in your office? Yes, I want to see you in about 20 minutes. There's something important I have said. Hello? Hello?
No.
Something gone wrong there. Hello? Yeah, the thing's gone dead.
What do you suppose has happened? Try the house phone, Jack.
Right. Hello? Hello?
What's going on?
Oh, looks like the wires have been cut or something.
Now, girls, don't you open this door until I come back.
Where are you going, Jack?
I'm going down to the office to find out what's the matter with these wires. Whatever you girls do, don't open that door.
Here you is, first floor.
Thank you, Ben. Operator, I was talking to the chief of police on Miss Spears' dial phone when I was cut off, and then I couldn't get you.
Well, I don't know what's wrong, sir. The switchboard's dead, too.
Well, young lady, I'm Jack Arnold from the DA's office.
Oh.
We might have some trouble here in a few minutes. I don't want you to get frightened. You'll be protected.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Arnold, the board's all right now. Here's an incoming call. Hello? Delamont Apartment. Miss Spears? Just a moment, please.
Don't call the apartment, miss. Tell the party she's not in. Take the message and repeat it aloud to me.
I'm sorry, sir. She's not in. Would you care to leave a message? All right, go ahead. Tell Miss Spear to call Sandfield when she comes in. Thank you. I'll tell her, Mr. Sandfield.
Sandfield, huh? Operator, if anybody else calls Miss Spear, tell them she's not in.
All right, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Come here a minute,
will you? Hello there.
The rest of the boys here?
Yes, Mr. Arnold. They're all right here. There's two at the front, two on the roof, two in the back, and two for apartment 408.
How many men in the squad car, Eddie?
Three.
All right. I want two of them to go up to 408.
Bill, you and Joe go up.
And boys, okay. Stay up there until you hear from me.
All right.
Tell the two girls up there not to leave the apartment. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, Eddie, you come on with me. Ben, take us down to the basement and wait there for us.
Yes, Miss
Arnold. Oh, Ben, here's that $25. You'll probably need it before the day's over.
Well, if there's any shooting, I won't need it.
Come on with me, Eddie. It's round this way. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Here I am.
Now, come on, Jimmy. Come on along with it.
Who's this guy? The cop?
Yes, all right.
Where are we going?
We're going to headquarters.
Why, Mr. Arnold? What are you going to do with me? I didn't do anything.
Jail is the safest place for you right now, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, we've got to hurry. Now, get in the elevator. Main floor, Ben. And listen, there's two men at the front entrance here. I want you to identify everybody who comes in here. If anyone comes in and you don't know who they are, you give the high sign to those two men. Understand?
Yeah, Mr. Arnold.
All right. Eddie, you come along with us. I've got a hunch the Houston gang will have a reception committee out front.
Sure, Mr. Arnold.
Come on, Jimmy. We're going out now.
Okay. Hey, you better rush in too fast, Mr. Arnold. If there's any interference, I'm going to shoot. The boys will cover us, too.
Right. All right, get in, Jimmy.
I'll sit up front.
Let's get going, Eddie. All right, Jimmy. You're going to tell the chief all about these plans for this jailbreak, and while we're on the way, you can tell me how you got to the Delamont apartment. Now, you said a taxi driver who drove Harry Duffy came into the cigar store.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say his name was?
They call him Slim.
You say he's one of the Duffy outfits?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I told him that I had to get to my sister Marge's apartment in a hurry. I said she was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he asked me where my sister lived, and I told him with Myrtle Spear at the Delamont apartment. And then he says, is that dame in danger, too? Well, I said yes, and he said, come on, quick, let's go.
Well, then, what did he do?
He broke a record in getting over there, all right. I told him to let me off the alley. I got out of his cab, and then he said to me, he says, I want to see you when you come out. Well, I looked at him, and I said, what for? And he said, well, he said, Spike Duffy wants to talk to you.
Yeah. The Duffy outfit's been looking for you, Jimmy. They probably know you've double-crossed them. Jimmy, I don't know what to do. You're in a tight jam now. The only place you'll be safe is in jail until this whole affair is settled.
All right, Mr. Arnold.
Thanks, Eddie. Come on, Jimmy. We'll go right into the chief.
Okay. Hey.
What?
Hey, look, Mr. Arnold.
What is it?
There's that Slim in his taxi.
Look out, men. There's two guys in the car with him. Rush this boy through, fellas. Oh, boy. Somebody's a bad shot, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're telling me. Gosh, look at my hat.
Medder is safe in jail. However, we know the Houston gang has set an attempted jailbreak to free its leader, Bill Houston. We also know that the gangsters are definitely trying to link Merton Marge as well as Jimmy with the killing of Harry Duffy. The girls have never been in a more dangerous situation. But this time, they've got a powerful ally in the person of Duke Sandfield to help Jack Arnold protect them. Be sure to listen to the next episode of the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.